When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80.
ODB. Odell Beckham Jr.
Shannon, scroll down the screen a little bit so I can see the top part there.
Good morning, guys.
Key?
I'm about to sneeze.
You about to sneeze?
I thought I was.
I saw OBJ at the Dallas Mavs game last night watching Luka cook.
He kind of looked right
walking in with Micah Parsons and company, man.
Did you say what's up to him?
I wasn't. No, I saw him watching the game. Like I saw.
Oh, not at the game. No, you said I saw him at the game as if.
Yeah, like, I did think you were at the game.
Yeah, I saw on my phone the fact while I was watching the game.
I wanted you to clarify exactly
your whereabouts.
Yes,
oh, wait a minute. What voice is that? Wait a minute. What voice is that?
Whose voice is that?
Which voice?
Is that a Duke voice that you just used?
What's a Duke voice?
No, I just was telling him to explain.
I don't see he has a voice when he imitates you in terms of Duke stuff.
I don't think that's where he's going. I can't talk like Jay. I don't like you implying that, Max.
Sir, I'm not implying it. I'm not implying it outright. I'm not implying it.
What are you trying to imply?
I'm not trying to imply anything. I couldn't be
How
more clear.
To say a person
oh,
like
I think
me
I know
from
what
Duke
Max is saying.
That I'm talking
Max
about.
Max is saying.
Well, here it comes. Go ahead, Key.
No, I think I know what you're saying. You're saying Duke individuals are very clean when they speak.
Mm-hmm. Are we?
Is that what you're trying to say?
Clean.
Well,
there are certain people at Duke that you sometimes imitate. You got a certain voice, and, you know, like I said, oh, he's doing an imitation of people at Duke.
Are you saying that Duke people are just clean? That's the word.
Clean.
How do Colombian people talk?
Colombian
Be careful
people?
With that question.
You mean in Spanish?
Colombia?
You mean the country?
You mean
Colombia?
Ivy League.
How do Ivy League people talk?
Beautiful.
Like Matt.
How do USC
I'm smarter than
talk,
you. I know everything.
How do USC people talk?
How do USC people like me? Nice and calm and chill. Like we always up there somewhere. You know, in the clouds. Everything is chill.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron.
Patron. Yeah.
Somebody, I forgot to tell you, Jay, you'd love this because you probably never saw it, but you probably heard it. At the game last Friday, USC, Utah, they're walking around with shirts talking about beat the University of Spoiled Children. You know, all I did was laugh when I saw it. I just couldn't help. I just laughed. I was like,
"That's cold."
Transfer portal open Monday.
Yeah, transfer portal.
Speaking of
USC.
Transfer portal open Monday. Mac Brown during the ACC championship game news conference said the following. This is a quote. "One of the real issues we've got in college football. People are tampering with guys on your team and paying them money to leave." Yeah, is that tampering even nowadays? Brown said, "It's an issue that needs to get stopped. I sat down and did lunch with one of our starters the other day." He did lunch. And said, "Are you getting calls?" He said, "Coach, I've got 15 places I can go." He said, "I'm not going anywhere." I said, "Are they offering you money?" He said, "Yes, 100%. What's your reaction to that, guys? Like, how does the transfer portal and the NIL affect the landscape of college athletics, do you think?
It's overblown, number one, in terms of, and I understand what Coach Brown is saying. It may happen in small cases. But for the most part, the NIL situation and the transfer portal kind of go hand in hand. There aren't very many superstar players that are hitting the transfer portal. There's not. Transfer portal comes when guys, coaches get fired or coaches leave to go to new schools. If you are currently a starting player, and I'm talking about a dominant starting player, not a graduate transfer that enters into the portal, guy who's in his second year that's starting his freshman and sophomore year, he's not getting into the portal unless his coach gets fired or his coach leaves. Other than that, you get a small – it's a small amount of guys that leave that are the star players on those teams that have NFL futures. They just it's they're not leaving like that. And I understand that people are thinking, oh, my God, they're just – all these players are just leaving. You take, for instance, and I'll use USC, for example. They left Oklahoma because their head coach left. They didn't leave Oklahoma because of NIL money. They left because Lincoln Riley came to USC. So naturally, Mario Williams is going to leave. Naturally, Caleb Williams is going to leave. Troy Dye left Oregon to come to USC because Cristobal went to Miami. So when you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the same thing with Prime. Coach Prime is leaving Jackson State. So why wouldn't his son and the cornerback Hunter leave to go to Colorado with him?
Sure.
Of course they are.
Right, of course.
See, I slightly disagree a little bit with that kid, and not on why wouldn't you when a coach leaves, because coaches have been able to be recruited by other schools throughout the course of the season before bowl games and things for the longest time, right? So now the double standard, the hypocrisy, I laugh at it when a player wants to go somewhere else. But what I will say this, we need to stop referring to college athletics as college athletics. It's not. It's semi-pros, man. Like, it's tier two of professional sports. Like, this is free agency. And in college basketball, players for the last couple of years have been actively recruited off of rosters to other programs. Hey, you're not playing as much. Hey, your family's, you know, getting frustrated with the Neil deals, NIL deals. Hey, your draft status is dropping. I can offer you more playing time. Coaches have talked about it, right? And by the way, this is what schools are doing now. We're going to keep it a buck, okay? Schools are building asset pools. So, oh, I got 15. I got $20 million. Why do you have Nick Saban with that whole conversation that happened where it leaked out about Texas A&M and some of their challenges about recruiting, right? He's trying to raise funds. All these coaches are trying to raise funds so the 9th, the 10th, the 11th guy on the basketball team can maybe make $50,000 or $70,000 in Neil deals. The last couple guys on the football team can make some scratch and money for NIL deals because they're utilizing it to recruit. This is professional sports, and we just need to be open and transparent about it because that's the way kids are being recruited.
Is it professional sports if not everyone is getting paid, though?
But everybody.
Everyone is getting paid. Everyone at this point.
Depending on the university that individual goes to, Max, there's a certain allotment that university has with a NIL situation. Some universities have collectives. Some universities are running their own NIL programs. But most of them are third parties. And because of that, those universities and those coaches can't directly communicate with players and say, hey, we're going to give you, you know, $400,000 if you come to our school. Mm-hmm. They could say, hey, there's opportunities here for you within our region if you decide to select this university. And once they sign on at that point in time, then the NIL companies could get involved with helping source deals for that particular player or those particular players, depending on if they want to do group licensing or whatever the case may be. But look, again, star players aren't leaving. They're just not. You certainly have to keep your depth. So there's going to be guys that are the backups that have an opportunity maybe to go from a smaller school that doesn't have as much visibility or have as much money to spend in the NIL or have the connections to spend in the NIL situation. Texas A&M is a different situation. That was a different situation.
But I will say this, though, and this is why I do agree with the coaches a little bit, Max. It is hard to challenge players or learning new ways to challenge players when some guys come onto campus making hundreds of thousands of dollars before they ever touch the field or the court. That's a challenge because all it takes is for somebody in your camp to say, you know, coach ain't really giving you love. He's not really giving you the playing time. Bounce. He's not giving you the freedom. Get out of here. Right? So I understand the challenges of it, But that's a new rarefied era that coaches have to live in now, where they can lose guys on their own team.
The fact of the matter
but
is,
but most of the guys, though, Jay, and I know a little bit about this NIL stuff because I deal with it. I've been dealing with it. Most of the guys that are getting the big money are the quarterbacks. Okay, situations are a little different. Quarterbacks are a little different from a mental standpoint. They just are. And when you talk about some of the other
Key, we have a graphic up on the screen right now. Go ahead, Jay, do you want to talk about it?
I'm saying some big names.
Yeah.
But these are all guys that can't play. Jay, Kadon Slovis, this is his third school that he's going to be at. DJU, they benched him. So he's leaving Clemson. They gave it to a freshman. So it's a dip. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
these aren't guys.
But Key, you're only talking about football. Like this is
well,
this
yeah. I'm
only
talking about football.
Too,
I'm like, yeah, because that's really what we're talking about here.
No, but no, it's happening in basketball. I'm talking about the two major sports, and basketball and football is happening at a high rate. Where I'm telling you, coaches are actively recruiting kids.
So maybe it's
on
more of an issue.
Teams.
Maybe this is more of an issue in basketball than football.
You
right?
think so?
Yeah.
Really? We really think so? Are we really going to try to act like there is this pristine corporate environment?
No, only that you're saying,
see,
you're saying
portal,
it happens with stars in basketball.
I'm saying it happens with the transfer portal.
Not,
I'm saying it happens with NIL. I'm saying
see,
it also
portal,
happens like, let's not like kids haven't been getting paid since the beginning of time
yeah,
before
right.
NIL.
Yeah, but the portal is different than an NIL deal, right? It's an NIL. The NIL situation is about recruiting. The portal is about keeping your own guys so you can have depth. And also looking in the portal to see who else could help you that's out there. Again, most of the guys that are in these portals, they either lost their jobs, they're not getting the right amount of playing time, they disgruntled, so they leave. And, you know, and they decide to leave.
All right. If you can't land an NIL deal, it is past 10 past the hour. So if you can't land that on NIL,
here's your NIL deal right here.
Here's a little NIL for you. We are giving away $10,000 a day on KJM during the KJM 10K a day giveaway. We've already given away $182,500. We're doing it $2,500 every hour. We're on the air 4 hours a day. That's 10 G's a day. And it is that time.
And Max 10K giveaway,
and the winning word of the hour is recruit. R E C R U I T. Recruit. You text that word to 777-000, 777-000. You're entered for your chance to win $2,500. When I think about 7 or 8 years ago, 6, 7 years ago, I forgot who it was, got in trouble for putting cream cheese on a bagel. Literally, that was considered like a perk, the cream cheese or something. And now look at, I mean, it was unreal.
Terrell Pryor, Ohio State, selling his own jersey.
The system that was in place for so long was so exploitative and such BS, and it always was, and the apologists for it should have been ashamed of themselves then, and we said it then, and I'm saying it now, you ought to have been ashamed of yourself.
Yeah,
you supported that system. College basketball is back. Tune in tonight for the Jimmy V Classic as Texas takes on Illinois, followed by Iowa battling Duke. But what about the purity of the game? Once you point a camera at something and you get commercials to spot, everyone's making money except the athletes, you got a problem.
Well,
coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. I don't mean you two who had to take pay cuts when you turned pro.
I mean
a lot of people.
Never took a dime.
No, they weren't in dimes. They were in larger denominations. Bengals will be the most dangerous team in the NFL playoff field. Is that true? Overreaction, not an overreaction with Dan Graziano's next.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPNU. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio. We are right there. You can listen to KJM on your smart speaker. Just say play ESPN Radio. You can download the podcast. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. The word of this hour, if you want to try to win $2,500, text RECRUIT, RECRUIT, to 777-000. We are joined right now. By Dan Graziano.
I was going to do it. Text and recruit.
That's right. Text recruit.
It's good entry music for you, Dan.
Dan, what college did you go to?
Georgetown.
G-Town.
Came out like a shot.
Oh, wow.
Couldn't wait to say Georgetown.
That's big time. Schools.
Right there. Yeah, big time.
John Thompson. Big John.
Yeah, I mean, that's big time.
He was still there when I was there. Yeah.
That's big time. You got a chance to really see some good basketball.
Mm. It was right toward the end. Mutombo and Mourning were both on the team my freshman year, and it was a lot of fun. Beat Duke in, like, December. And then, but Mourning got hurt in that game and missed like the next 3 months. And so by the time the tournament came around, it was just not the same. Lost to UNLV, that great UNLV team in the second
running
round.
Rebels.
Yeah.
When they kind of like went from like the bigs to the guards, like,
yeah.
Obviously AI, but like Victor Page is one of the nastiest.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen
I covered
college,
some Victor
man.
Page when nasty. I was in college.
Oh, that year, it did feel like it was changing from like UNLV came in and suddenly even in New York, the Big East, it wasn't the same. Yeah. It was like everyone, I had a running Rebels hat, man. I loved that team.
How'd they get all those players?
Yeah, UNLV? It's amazing.
NILs, man. It was the NILs. NILs.
Transfer portal.
So are you transfer portal?
He was ahead of the game on that.
Visionary. Talk was a visionary.
He was the Branch Rickey of, yeah.
It was the NIL funded by... Yeah. Caesars.
They were way ahead of the NIL game back there.
All right, Dan, are you ready to play overreaction, not an overreaction?
I believe that I am.
The Bengals will be the most dangerous team in the NFL playoff
field. Dude, not an overreaction. I mean, I had their last two games. Being around that team, like, it is easy to get caught up in their confidence. They feel very good about their ability to beat anybody. Now, look, they got Cleveland this week, which is like Joe Burrow's kryptonite. Right? Like, he hasn't been able to beat him. So if they can get past them, I think it sets up well. But, I mean, the confidence they have going into a game against the Chiefs, you see with Burrow as a quarterback that knows he has to do something different every week to win, and he's got the ability to do it. He's got the people around him to do it. He's got his team buying in. I just think there's nothing not to like about the Bengals right now.
No, it's not an overreaction at all. When I try to think about these things, there's only one team that comes to mind that could cover down on the three receivers, and that's the Baltimore Ravens. They've been able, for whatever reason, to kind of keep the receivers in check to a degree. When you start thinking, okay, who can they face? You know, maybe there's a Kansas City. If they get Kansas City again, we know what that looks like in the regular season. We see them beat them in the playoffs, the AFC Championship game. Can they go to Buffalo if Buffalo holds serve? Does Buffalo have enough on the back end to take care of those receivers? But it's not an overreaction at all.
Yeah, not overreaction. I'm with you both. I mean, Joe Mixon still isn't back with the way they looked. And their running game looked decent. It's dual backs, man. That's going to be scary.
That rebuild offensive line is playing at a high level. And that was all they were missing last year.
when you try to say, figure out what's going on in the world, it's as Key would say, as quoting Stephen A., it's fluid, right? Like, you're trying to hit a moving target. But at this moment, the game against the Chiefs made me feel like the AFC was the Chiefs for four, like they were in the AFC championship game every year. Last year, not only did the Bengals beat them in the regular season, in the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl, and then they just beat them again. It is unclear right now whether the AFC is the Chiefs or the Bengals. It might be the Bengals AFC
right now. It might be Buffalo. That they just had the standings up. I mean, it's very crowded.
Buffalo,
at the
you
top.
Can't say because they've never done it. The Bengals have already done it.
When it's all said and done, like they're certainly good enough to do it too. Sure. The AFC playoffs are going to be wild.
40 going through, but if you got to go through Buffalo, man, that's going to be, Dan, that's going
to
be tough.
Right, if you have to play there.
But while Dan was talking, I saw a Bengals over Cowboys in the Super Bowl flash through my head, right? All right. 49ers are done because of the Jimmy G injury. Overreaction, not an overreaction. Dan, I know you're a huge Jimmy G supporter.
I believe it's an overreaction. You see, I never thought that Jimmy G was the reason the Niners were good, right? So, like, I understand that you're going to a seventh-round rookie in Brock Purdy and there's going to be some mistakes, but certainly Jimmy's not above making the mistakes, and I think this is...
Not above it.
It is.
What a
lie. It's a 49ers team that has built itself to win with average to decent play at the quarterback position. And if Brock Purdy can give them that, which, to my knowledge, just about every quarterback that's ever played for Kyle Shanahan has given him that, then they could be in a position. Here's the thing, Max. I don't feel any differently about the 49ers and their chances than I did 3 days ago.
Can we please put up the stat about Jimmy G on the
screen? It's such an overreaction, Dan. Look, at the end of the day, Trey Lance, Mullins, Brian Hoyer, and C.J. Beathard were the quarterbacks that did succeed under Kyle Shanahan. Do I need to say those names again? Now, when you look at these players and you talk about Jimmy G being there, yeah, his record is great. But they didn't win games because of Jimmy Garoppolo. They lost those games because of Jimmy Garoppolo, but they didn't win the games because Jimmy Garoppolo. So this is certainly an overreaction. I think the kid, Purdy, could certainly continue to just grow in this offense. If you look at him from the game on Sunday, he didn't look just like Jimmy G, but better than
maybe a little. I agree. He did. Eyeball test. Put the graphic back up. I want to show it. Because Jimmy G showed up in San Francisco. They were in the middle of a horrible losing streak. He won 5-0 that year, got hurt, right? The next year, whenever he's been healthy, Dan, if what you're saying is true, that's built to win. It doesn't matter. Why are all other quarterbacks, these are huge sample sizes, 9-29. They're the worst team in football without Jimmy Garoppolo. They're one of the best teams in football with him, 38-17.
Max,
over the course of four seasons, big chunks. But Dan said it doesn't matter who it is. But clearly it does, Dan.
Those dudes aren't good at all. They're not good.
He's not the only one on the 49ers that gets hurt. Yeah. By the end of the season, half the team is on IR in San Francisco, you're talking about. I mean, like, you don't have the context there.
Oh,
like,
it's coincidence. Not, I see.
I'm not. We'll find out. Look, I thought the 49ers were a good team before Garoppolo got hurt. I think they're still a good team. I think they'll be a difficult team to play in the playoffs. Ultimately, they're not going to have good enough quarterback to play to elevate them to Super Bowl champion. That's how I felt about them a week ago. That's how I still feel about them.
And I'm with you.
There's no worries about it, Dan. I just it's interesting to me. Like, people are taking hard stances on seeing Purdy for three quarters and saying that it's the same thing. I need to see a larger sample size before I can say that.
Absolutely.
With
there's a I mean,
even with Kyle Shanahan, even with all the assets.
It was the last pick in the draft, right? Like, if he's special, he probably goes before that. But we'll find out. Can they prop him up enough?
Not special at all, but what I saw for three quarters against the Miami Dolphins looked pretty good to me.
That's the thing. People think Garoppolo's not special at all, but he's doing something special.
It's fine.
Because the best minds in football want him on the team, and because he does nothing but win.
They didn't want him on the team.
Excuse me.
They did
Bill
not
Belichick
want him
drafted
on the team.
Him in the second
they,
round.
And trade him. They did not want him on
why
the team.
Why did he draft
they
him in the second round, Dan?
Him. They tried to cut his pay down to nothing. They were
Dan,
shocked
why they
when
draft
he said
him in
yes.
the second round? Why did Bill Belichick use a second round pick on a quarterback? And then why did Shanahan pay him, trade for him and pay him?
Right.
And then why, when he got there, do they always make deep playoff runs when he's healthy and they stink without
Wait,
him?
Max. Oh, Max, you forgot.
What playoff numbers are?
Wait, Max, you forgot one. Who? You said all of that. You forgot.
What?
Bill Belichick took him in the second round, and Bill Belichick wanted him to replace Tom Brady, and Mr. Kraft told him to sell him that's what they told him. Isn't
my
that true, Max?
And I'm sticking to it.
Do you know
overreaction, not an overreaction. Dan, we're moving along.
No, go ahead, Dan.
He averages 160 yards per game in six playoff games with a total of four touchdown passes and six interceptions. He is not why they're winning playoff games.
I don't know. Without him, they can't win anything. All right.
You can't handle the truth.
Watch this. Without Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm telling you right now, dead in the water in the playoffs. With Jimmy Garoppolo, they'd have made a run. Okay. NFL needs to abolish ties, Dan. Overreaction, not an overreaction.
Not an overreaction. Ties are fine.
I think you lost Dan there.
You lost Dan.
Well, we'll see. Time will tell. It always does.
Why do you always have to get the last word? How come you can't just keep it moving?
I don't make the rules. It's just the way it is.
No.
I naturally get the last word. Key, abolish ties, yes or no?
You know that with Jimmy Garoppolo, the 49ers have never tied?
Oh, goodness.
Now here comes a tie.
That says a lot about him. Really does.
Yeah, all right. We'll just see if they win playoff games this year.
I'm with Dan, man. The ties are fine.
I don't even know what the question was.
Ties. Yes or no? Ties, yay or nay?
I don't know. I don't care.
I like ties. I don't mind them at all.
It helps. It unravels like the playoff tiebreaker scenarios. There's one less thing to worry about. You don't have to worry about, did they beat all the common games and all that. No, there's a tie. They're not
the fact that ties help unravel the tiebreakers in playoff scenario is irony. Overreaction, not an overreaction, Dan.
It's not an overreaction.
It is irony. Go ahead. Sorry, Key.
Not an overreaction. I said that.
Overreaction.
I just was thinking about Jimmy G. That's all.
What's wrong with you two?
Who? That is Dan Graziano. You'll hear more of this on this Just In It, 2 p.m. Eastern.
We'll discuss this again.
Yeah, we're
starring Jimmy G.
Starring Jimmy G. All right. The Packers say they want quarterback Aaron Rodgers for the 2023 season. But will he want to be a Packer? That's coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
What kind of movies, though?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
Yep. Yep. Get it, Key.
A.J. Hawk, former Packers linebacker.
Let's go,
and
Buckeyes!
Pat McAfee Show co-host. A.J., first of all, let me say I'm so glad for you and Pat that you finally landed that big Aaron Rodgers interview. No. I caught it. Amazing get. I'm glad you guys patched things up and finally got him on your show.
That's not the introduction. I think that's old and that's lame. The introduction
is my line. I'm
glad that the Buckeyes are in the CFP and USC is not in it.
Jay, you did not go to Ohio State.
My parents with their key.
That doesn't
you can
mean
say
anything.
Whatever you want.
What's up, AJ?
It doesn't matter.
Girls, you're both pretty.
If you were such a Buckeye, you would have taken all the money they offered you instead of all the money
Duke
paid you.
It wasn't enough at that time.
Hey, AJ, what's your reaction to Ohio State making it into the CFP?
Well, I mean, I went there, guys. I played there for 4 years, so I was very excited to see the Buckeyes slide back in there. I don't know, nationally what the sentiment was from most people. But, Jay, I appreciate you. I've told Jay before in the past, I grew up a Duke basketball fan, so I love watching Jay smack the floor and play great defense. I try to show those clips to my daughter, who I'm coaching her 12-year-old team this year.
Yeah, you may not actually find any clips of me smacking the floor and playing defense. It was all offense, but that's fine, AJ. Hey, AJ, I do want to ask you quickly, though, about, it is interesting seeing the way that Michigan smacked Ohio State, right, in Columbus, and now going against Georgia. What do you need to see from C.J. Stroud and company?
I mean, we just need to see so I was at that Ohio State Michigan game, and it was a tough one. It really was the stress, everyone kind of hanging their heads in the stands. That was real. I felt that. It was a tough one, but I think they got to come out, and I think Ryan Day has said that since the game, they're gonna find a way to just play loose, play free, let it go a little bit, and run around and kind of do what they had done previously, earlier in the season, for the most part. So I think it'll be different, no question. Now, this Georgia team is unbelievable. I think we all know what the firepower they have. But I think, it's like anything. Hey, just give us a chance. You get a chance at the tournament, all it takes is a couple of solid games from us, and we can find a way. And I think that's what all four teams are probably thinking.
Yeah, enough talking about that college football playoff stuff. I don't care about that. It's over with. It's done. All I care about is the NFL and the Green Bay Packers. In Aaron Rodgers, A.J. Hawk. Tell me this, man. You've been on teams, obviously, with Aaron Rodgers, and you've beaten the Bears with Aaron Rodgers. Why does he own them? What is it about the Bears and Aaron Rodgers and the Bears and the Green Bay Packers that his record is astonishing against them?
Yeah, I don't know exactly. I definitely know. So I was there 9 years with Aaron in Green Bay, and I do know during my time, Mike McCarthy does a heck of a job of the leading up to the game. Each time you play the Bears, telling you about the history and the tradition and showing cool clips of the physicality back and forth over the years. And I think Aaron is just every year that he's had more and more success against Chicago. Now, he hasn't beat him every single time, but he has a great record against them. I think it just it gives him even more juice. Like, he goes to Chicago, and every time I think he goes there, people – I'm sure there's plenty of people yelling all kind of crazy things at him and booing him, and I think he respects that. Like, he respects the diehard fans, and he loves going in there and getting wins, and obviously getting the wins in Lambeau against them. But I think he's come this far against Chicago, and he's like, you know, I don't want to sour this record anymore. I want to make sure I find a way to beat the Bears every single time I play him, and that's kind of what it looks like when he goes out there.
I mean, 25 and
to be fair, Key, his record is great against the whole division. Like, he's just a great player, right? But it's not. Is it that much better against the Bears than it is against? I know Minnesota has the best record against them, and it's way under 500. But the Lions, you know, it's the same against the Lions, right? Like, he whoops them.
He's 25-5 against the Bears.
What is he against the Lions?
Probably the same.
Something stupid, right? Yeah. All right. So we've been talking about this this morning. AJ, I want you to weigh in. Talking about the Niners, right? And Key likes what he sees from Purdy, calls him pretty. But should they bring in Baker to take a look?
I mean, it's probably worth a shot, don't you think? I know what Shanahan is. He completely shut it down or said, like, we look at everything, but that's not on our radar right now, I believe, something like that. Yeah, I'd bring him in. I'd want to come in and see what he looks like. And Kyle Shanahan, that dude has something with every time they throw a backup quarterback in or someone who's not the normal starter, they seem to have some success. So Kyle does a heck of a job with that. I don't know. I'd want to bring Baker in and see what it's like. It's not going to cost them too much. In the Niners, you know, you have this defense that is unreal right now. Why not bring Baker in and see, even if you don't even want him to start, see if he could be a guy that possibly gets you a win in the playoffs or sometime down the road. You need him to come in. I got a pivotal time, and he makes a few big throws for you. Bring him in. See if you like him. If you don't, I guess you can send him on his way. But he's got plenty of talent in there, I think.
AJ, I've known Baker for a while, and every time I met him, he seems really, really cool, really laid back, and like a good dude, right? But I am interested in the last couple of stops in Cleveland and then now in Carolina, where he couldn't beat out Sam Darnold and P.J. Walker. And you've heard rumblings about the way OBJ has left Cleveland, and then, you know, Jarvis Landry has left too. Same kind of sentiments around Baker. Is it as if he is a backup, if you are bringing him into the organization, is there any worry about his interactions with teammates, about whether he could be a good teammate for people? Do you think that is one of the concerns that people have about him, considering the way his last two stops have gone?
I mean, yeah, I think it's definitely a thought for someone that's going to bring him in, but also I don't think it's going to be a worry with Baker. I mean, if you look at the path he took in college, transferring and not playing early on and all of that, like he's battled some adversity on the football field, no question. I think so. I would imagine if you could sit down and have one conversation with the guy, if you're going to bring him in and sign him, I would imagine you could talk for 20 or 30 minutes and know pretty quickly if he's going to fit in well with this team with the role that you have for him. And he's a pro. You got to make a decision too. Like, hey, yeah, it may not be the perfect opportunity for me. I'm not walking into a starting position, but if I want to stay in this league and I want to eventually be a starter, I need to find a way to start chipping away again and kind of getting back on that good side.
A.J. Hawk, former Packer, Ohio State linebacker, joining us this morning, and Super Bowl champion, by the way, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. A.J., who's the most dangerous team in the AFC conference right now?
Man, I have a hard time overlooking the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I understand what just happened with the Bengals. I grew up a Bengals fan as well, so it was a good game to watch, but I love Kelce. I love Patrick Mahomes and what they can do, especially with the other Pacheco. Are you kidding me? That dude runs so violent, so physical. And I'm trying not to be like a prisoner of the moment, like when we overreact one way or the other after each game. Like, oh, this team's awesome, or oh, they're garbage, they're done for the year. It seems like every week we're doing that with every single team. But I like where the Chiefs are at right now. I really do. I just like that they know what they're doing. They've been there. They've done that. And I have a ton of faith in Kelce and Mahomes and obviously the whole coaching staff. But I have a hard time overlooking them. Who do you guys like in the AFC?
Well, you know what? I have them right behind Buffalo in the AFC. But check this out. I did my rankings, and I have them fifth. I have Cincinnati seventh. And my two guys that sit in the studio right there, they told me I was a fool and I didn't know what I was talking about.
No, I didn't. I just think they're a little.
Well, you didn't use the word fool. I used the word fool. I didn't know what I was talking about, but I'm glad that you say the same things I say. But I guess that's because we think alike to some degree.
What else did you
hey,
do?
Hey, I hope so, but the good thing is we're all this football season in the NFL has been unbelievable. Like trying to figure out going into each game, like who may win. Like it's just been a it feels like, I don't know if it's true or not, just feels like there's been more just unique, weird off schedule games and teams jumping up and beating teams you didn't think would win. Like it's just one of those years I don't really know how to predict it.
Thank you, AJ Hawk. That's AJ Hawk, co-host of the excellent Pat McAfee show at official AJ Hawk
I hear
on
you.
Twitter.
Let's go, baby.
Thanks, AJ.
Dude went to Duke.
Thanks, guys.
Such a fraud. Cares.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance. NBA. The NBA names Anthony Davis the Western Conference Player of the Week. Is AD keeping receipts on his doubters? Keyshawn,
yeah,
J. Willimax.
Yeah. The guy's claiming Ohio State. Yeah. Unbelievable.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When it comes down to these
everything
kind of
games, everything is going well for us right now. But for me, it's just coming out with a mindset of dominating.
You've been unbelievable, man. Playing like MVP of this league.
Oh, right down, look out below. Anthony Davis, 55 points.
He's totally picked up the torch, and he's running with it. And he's bringing us all along for the ride.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. NBA names Anthony Davis Western Conference Player of the Week.
Yeah.
I thought AD was all washed up.
Yeah.
37.8 points, 13 boards, 3.3 blocks per game. Team has gone 3-1 this week. Don't look now. They win almost all the time now. So far this season, AD's averaging 28.5 points. He's shooting almost 60% from the floor. 83% plus from free throw line, leading the league with almost 13 boards, 2.5 dimes. That doesn't lead the league, but with the 13, almost 12.8 boards does. 2.5 blocks and a steal and a half a game. Here's the question. Is he doing a Robert Saleh and taking receipts on all of his doubters like Key and Jay? I never doubted J.A.D. I mean,
They're still 13th in the West, by the way.
Yeah, here's
as you say, all that they're 13th in the West.
Jay,
yeah, they're 13th in the West because they got off to a slow start.
It's interesting to me, though.
Yeah,
guys.
I'm not saying they're not playing better. I was just stating the fact that they're 13th in the West.
Well, don't state the fact like that. Like, make it sound like we're just hot garbage now.
I didn't say you were hot garbage. I just said that you are 13th
in the West.
You're going to
put respect on the Lakers, buddy.
Well, I can put on respect on why AD is killing it. AD's killing it because AD's playing the five. And he's not settling for threes. And the majority of his shots are within the paint. Like, there's no settling. And I give Darvin Ham a lot of credit for actually empowering AD to be that guy, right? Like, Darvin Ham, when he came over from Milwaukee, was a bigs coach. Like, you hear things from guys like Giannis and Lopez about the way he communicated and the way that they listened to him and about the way they actually put him in situations to activate. And look at the shot chart. The shot chart talks to you right here about all the shots. Look at the points in the paint. You can see right here on the TV screen. It's 99% of the shots are in the paint. So when you activate him at the five, it creates mismatches. And him at the five, you can't guard that with other traditional fives, Max. You can't.
So this is my question, guys. You know, what is it? We look at some teams and some players, it's just not in them. You know, you have a guy who's just not ever going to be great, doesn't matter what happens, or some teams where you go, it doesn't matter if everything worked out perfectly, they have no shot at a championship. But then you have teams like the Brooklyn Nets, right, with a ton of talent, but it's not working somehow to the extent that people would assume it might. And or a guy like AD, and you go, he was a top, people say top five, it's easy, but it was really more like he was a top six player not that long ago. And then Key, suddenly, he wasn't, you know, was he top 10? I asked, hey, is he still a top 20 player? And people were like, maybe not. What is that thing that gets people going? How do you unlock that? What happened here?
Well, I think one, he's healthy. Two, he's bought into Darvin Ham in the situation. And I think that's what you have. You don't even have a three. Healthy, and he's bought in to playing the five, just like Jay said. When you have a shot chart like that and about 90% or 95% of your shots are down low and you're dominating the paint because there's no other bigs around that can guard you and do some of the same things that you are capable of doing, you're going to have this sort of resurgence again in people's minds. If you go back and you look back at a year ago, the Lakers were fine up until Christmas, and then it fell apart, and nobody could get healthy, in and out of the lineup. You blow on him, he falls. Oh, my ankle, oh, my ham, oh, my shoulder. And that's not the case right now. So you got to respect that. You got to give him the love for where he's at right now. Now, it's a long season to go, right? I mean, it became a frustrating thing for basketball fans and Laker fans, as you know, Jay, when he's not in the lineup. And when he was coming back, he was coming back. He was still injured. The first thing happens is he gets hit in the stomach. He goes to the ground, and people are like, oh, God, here we go again. Till it became a point where it was almost like a joke. That's not happening this year so far.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, the last like 8, 9, 10 games, the Lakers are Anthony Davis's team. Think about that. When have you ever said it's another player's team when LeBron James has been on a roster? But we've always made mention of the fact that when is AD not going to get the torch passed to him? When is he going to go up and grab the damn torch and say it's mine? That's what we've seen him do over that period of time. We've seen him be aggressive. He went up the other night against Porzingis and banged it on Porzingis and another player. I don't even know who the other player was. And you didn't see any kind of slight worry or hesitation. Typically back in the day, you might have seen him turn around, shoot a fadeaway hook shot, fadeaway jump shot. He went up and banged it. He's going in the chests of people. There's an empowerment happening right now that they need to double down on because it is Anthony Davis's team, and that's going to be their equation towards success.
I wonder how much of it is external, meaning coaching, teammates, et cetera, and how much of it is internal. I talk about this with Andre Ward from time to time, the great champion, his pound-for-pound best after Floyd retired, and off his biggest win of his career, he's set up to maybe even fight at heavyweight Anthony Joshua for the heavyweight. It's crazy, but it would be a huge bonanza. He's going to about to make all this money, much more than he'd ever made. He walked away. He's a broadcaster now. You know, I work with him here at ESPN, and I worked with him at HBO. And when he retired, I thought the real test of his retirement, he stayed retired over 5 years now because he walked away at the height of his powers. The real test of retirement is not when it's still a choice. Like, I could beat these guys, I choose to walk away. But at the moment where you start asking yourself, wait a minute, can I still beat them? Then I want to see if you stay retired, right? Because then it's not up to you anymore, it's now or never. AD, to me, may have been at a point in his career where it's like now or never. Like the AD that was an elite player, just of course, as soon as he woke up and stepped on the court, that was starting to leave. It was like he'd not really seen that way anymore. So I wonder how much of it is coaching and teammates, as you point to, guys, and how much of it is internal from AD going, yo,
I lost my spot.
You got to start with the coaches and the teammates. Then it becomes internal. Then you grab onto that because they're encouraging you to be something different, to be that AD of old, the AD of New Orleans, the AD that we traded for, the championship AD. That's how you find it.
Yeah, but I give Anthony Davis a lot of credit. When you make as much money as he did, the injuries he's battled back through, like I said, he is taking the torch now. There's a different level of aggression that we're seeing on the floor from him that we have not seen since his Pelican days.
Don't look now. Brady and the Bucks have won three out of four. What would be a successful season for them? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.